An advisor to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo recently called county officials to gauge their loyalty to Cuomo. This comes as Governor Cuomo faces multiple allegations of sexual harassment and a federal investigation into his administration's handling of COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes. The local officials who spoke to NPR say these loyalty calls were an implicit threat. NPR's Sally Herships has been covering Cuomo. All right, Sally, so who is this advisor to Governor Cuomo?
The advisor is Larry Schwartz. He is also known as New York's vaccine czar, and he's the man in charge of distributing vaccines to New Yorkers. The story was first reported by the Washington Post, but several county officials confirmed to NPR that he has been calling local officials to feel out their loyalty to the governor. Mark Molinaro is president of the New York State County Executives Association, and he says in the eyes of these local officials, Schwartz's calls were troubling, and that after receiving the calls, 3 to 4 executives contacted him or his staff to express their concern and disgust. Here is Molinaro.
That these calls would be made at all was troubling, that they were made by the individual responsible for really, with a great deal of discretion, distribution of vaccines was extremely disturbing to them.
The calls were coming at a time when support was crumbling for Cuomo. State congressional Democrats were abandoning him. And by last Friday evening, the two U.S. senators from New York, both Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer, had both come out and called for Cuomo's resignation.
Well, what was so disturbing about Schwartz's calls to the county officials?
Well, the officials I spoke to told me that it would have been one thing if it was the chair of the Democratic Party who'd been making the calls, but that is not who was making them. They were made by the guy who oversees vaccine distribution for the state of New York, and they said that was a problem. One official, who we're not naming because he's afraid of retaliation from the governor's office, said that he and other local county leaders were terrified that the implicit threat was clear. If you speak out against the governor, they were worried that their access to the vaccine would be cut off.
Oof, yikes. Now, what's the issue here with these calls and vaccine distribution in New York?
Well, one official said that there's a bigger problem here. There are a lot of complicated rules in place about who gets the vaccine, rules about age and eligibility. There are all these different groups that qualify, like first responders, and that how the vaccine was distributed to the counties was far from transparent. And another source really wanted to highlight something that seemed odd to him, that Larry Schwartz doesn't work for the government. He's in the position as a volunteer. And this source told me that it's odd for someone with that much power to be a volunteer, not someone who works directly for the people of New York.
How is the governor's office responding to the allegations about what Schwartz did?
I received an emailed statement written by Beth Garvey, acting counsel to the governor. It was mostly focused on the involvement of Larry Schwartz, and it said he'd been working night and day throughout the pandemic, and that any suggestion that he acted in any way unethically or in any way other than in the best interest of New Yorkers is false.
Okay. Now, how does this factor into the bigger picture of Cuomo's multiple scandals?
Well, it's worth noting that some of the women who say they were harassed and whose complaints are being investigated by the state attorney general say that that treatment was part of a larger climate of bullying in the workplace. And Schwartz, in trying to contain the governor's mess, is now accused of something similar to bullying. And Cuomo has a reputation for being controlling and intimidating in the workplace, but also having friction with the politicians he deals with. This includes Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City. I contacted the attorney general's office, and they are not saying yet if this will be another investigation into the Cuomo administration.
That's NPR's Sally Herships in New York. Sally, thanks a lot.
Thank you.